Rockin' stereo. WEBM FM, Cincinnati.
Musketeers, roll call, count off, down.
Robin.
Denton.
Glenn.
Jeffrey.
Brian.
Ty.
Tommy.
Kurt.
Mary.
Chris.
Mark.
Craig.
As we continue through the year.
It don't matter if your neighbor's black or white. It don't matter if your shoes are loose or tight. Americans feed on corruption and greed. When you vote for the frog, then you answer the need. Look to Frog, yes, Frog for president. You're the one he'll really represent. He commands no respect, but the one you'll elect will better reflect your discontent.
This is Thomas Edison. When I invented the phonograph record in 1877, I intended that it be used only for spoken word passages. Never did I ever intend it to be used for music of any kind. But the sacrilegious people in the Committee for Aesthetic Public Spectacle have abused this marvelous invention. They're using my invention to promote music performed and written by Cincinnati artists. Now, I realize that the music is good music and that the proceeds from the album will benefit the United Appeal, but the talking machine should be used only as a talking machine for language lessons, books for the blind, and great poetry. Mary had a little lamb.
You can get a copy of the Vinyl Days at all Shillitoe's and Swollen's record departments, all Music World and Globe Records locations. It's only $1.50, and it's in stereo.
Stereo, smario. I don't care what language it's in.
Brute Force Cybernetics proudly announces still another contribution to the material well-being of the American public. The long-awaited portable hole is sanitary, inexpensive, ecologically sound, reusable, and very easy to operate. It comes on a plastic sheet and is applied to any surface face down. The plastic backing is then peeled off and the hole is ready for use, just as you would use any other hole. The device is not wholly safe and should not be left around carelessly. Should you drop one, for example, it would be quite easy to fall in and never be heard from again. The portable hole from Brute Force Cybernetics, the company which creates a need and then fills it.
We're here in the streets of Cincinnati to talk to people about Tree Frog Beer. Miss, what do you think of Tree Frog Beer?
Tree Frog Beer? It reminds me of a barnyard on a muggy day. You know, it's a bit funky, but I like it. It does something to me. It sort of takes me out.
At last, a good, sleazy beer. Tree Frog Beer. It doesn't taste like much, but it gets you there. Faster.
Wouldn't it be great if the second coming of Christ was here? And wouldn't it be great if the Messiah brought beer? Really great beer like Tree Frog and Tree Frog Light? Then, after Jesus saved the world, wouldn't it be great if you, Christ, and your friends got together a friendly game of softball against a team of supermodels? Wouldn't that be great?
The windup, the pitch to Cindy Crawford. It's a high fly ball to deep center. Jesus backs up to the warning track. Oh, and it goes right through his hands!
Jesus, you stink!
Hi, this is Bob Trumpy, and when good friends like Wild Men come over to watch the game, I always serve Tree Frog Light because it's less tasting. And when it comes to taste, no one knows less than Wild Men.
Thanks, Trump.
Hey, wait a minute. That's Mr. Trumpy, Dennis.
Right. And whenever Mr. Trumpy invites me over to his house to watch the game, I always bring a case of Tree Frog Light because it gets you there faster.
No, Dennis, because Tree Frog Light is less tasty.
Gets you there faster, Mr. Trumpy.
Hey, who writes your commentaries anyway?
So Pete likes me best. He said hi to me once.
Tree Frog Light. Less tasting, and it gets you there faster. Tree Frog Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio.
Janie Mobley recalls the moment she met Wild Man Walker.
You know, I seen him staring at me as soon as I walked in the door. He just followed me everywhere with his eyes.
And she knew.
Put my hand on my hip, got, you know, like this little sexy look on my face. And
he would be hers.
So, Wild Man, I think you're so sexy.
For Janie and Wild Man, everything was perfect, except for one thing. Make that two things.
No, he never really complained, but I could tell that he would be much happier if I had big breasts. One night we were laying in bed and we were talking about it and he said, honey, you know, if you had big breasts, we could do this. And I said, you know, I've never ever been able to do that in my life. And it's something I would love to do, especially with Wild Man. But I don't have the breath to do it, so.
So, WEBN wants to help, and we're asking you to send what you can to Janie's Breasts, WEBN, Frogs Mountain, Cincinnati 45202.
I mean, he will definitely be a happier man, so please give what you can.
We gave Janie her breasts, and now we want to give Dick his...
Guy has balls the size of cantaloupes.
Thanks to WEBN and the miracle of modern medicine, you don't have to run around half-cocked.
It's 10 p.m. Do you know where your wiener is?
Simply tell us why a penile enlargement would be a great gift for you.
Okay, happy man. Make me happy.
This is Ozzy Osbourne.
I have a concern. I have tickets for the Ozzy Osbourne concert Friday.
And whenever I visit the Queen City, I like...
And I have heard before that he has bitten, like... bats heads off or dove heads.
I like to kill dove heads.
And I want no part of that, of cruelty like that.
So you might as well kill dove heads.
First of all, I just want to know if that's a regular part of his concert, because in that case, I don't want to go.
Hey.
And,
you can't kill dove heads.
You know, that is highly illegal.
Yeah, what's this?
And also, I want to contact the animal people.
Hey.
Let them know what's going on, because I don't believe in that stuff.
I like to break out a few dove heads.
Was that a one-time thing that he did?
Kill a few dove heads.
Is that a regular part of his act, I guess is my question.
I like to pop open a few dove heads.
If you could return my call today, I would appreciate it. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Crank it up with dove heads. W-E-B-N.
This weekend.
The Resurrection Weekend on WEBN.
The second coming of classic acts that won't be back.
Here we are now.
Here we are now.
Entertain us.
A Resurrection Weekend.
I'm on the highway to hell.
This weekend.
Excuse me while I kiss the sky.
The Resurrection Weekend, exclusively from WEB.
Now, almost speaking for the WEBN Garment District, Divine Brown.
This is Divine Brown, and I look even better. Oh, I don't want to say that. That's like I'm being conceited, man. What is this for? This is Divine, and I look even better out of frogs. Now winter sweat. Then I do it in it. The garment doesn't suck. Trust me.
It'll leave you speechless. The frog's new winter sweat.
Okay.
You'll look simply divine.
Divine.
From the Garment District.
You guys are terrible.
At WEBN.
The last great untamed radio station in North America. WEBN, Cincinnati.
WEBN. Today's rock and roll.
From high atop Frogs Mountain, serving three states, 40 counties, and a gas station in Loveland. WEBN. Celebrating 18 years of quality rock and roll. WEBN. 28 years of rock and roll. And if that's not variety, we'll kiss your ass.
You look so good.
WEBN.
I'd rather hear a dog puke.
I have no idea what that means.
WEBN.
I'm Charlton Heston. You are listening to WEBN, and I'm not.
You get a real great big erection with 102.7 WEBN.
Hi, this is Jamie Luner from Melrose Place.
Hey, WEBN, this is Dame McLean.
Hi, folks, this is George C. Scott.
I'm Hume Cronin.
Hi, this is Tommy Davidson from Between Brothers.
And I'm Hank Hill.
And I'm Ed McMahon, listening right along with you.
We'd like to wish WEBN a happy 30th anniversary.
Happy anniversary, guys.
Keep up the mediocre work, guys.